Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, are ya?
Yo, yo.
Are you ready now?
I'm ready now.
Finally.
I'm here Scappity to parlay doodah. With you.
Parlay?
Mm-hmm. That does not mean to lay with you. That's sickness. But I'm here to parlay. That's French for speak.
Oh, is it?
It is. Did you really not know that?
No.
Oh.
I it was in the movie franchise Pirate of the Caribbean.
Yes, parlay.
Featured prominently.
Yeah, I love that. technically, in French, you say parlez-vous... No, that was a way too much R. Parlez-vous français? And that means, do you speak French?
Yeah.
And you say,
well,
no, I don't, motherfucker. Or something like that. Oh. I don't know.
Huh. Yeah. Well, we either did or didn't learn something.
And again, that's what we're here for. No need to thank us.
Well, like I always say, like if ever anybody says, oh, I didn't know that, then I'm like, good, now you can shut your brain off for the rest of the day. You learned your thing.
I mean, honestly, there's only so much we can process at one time.
Well, they say you learn at least one, you learn one thing a day. Maybe there's an at least in there. I don't know, but I just take that to mean once you fill up, oop, I'm done. I'll go about my duties.
Well, and some things like
my
you learn and then process.
My thought pod is full.
Yeah, thought pod. That's right.
That would be awesome if you had to upgrade, like, more thought pods. People, that is kind of a thing, actually. That's why phone numbers are, like, 7 digits long and why people vary in their intelligence. Some people have more thought pods, which...
Mean brain cells? Are you just renaming brain cells?
Yeah, I think we're just inventing a retarded slang for something that's well-established scientifically.
Guys, we're rebranding.
I'm pretty sure that thought pods are what the Egyptians called brain cells.
We're going to rebrand the whole brain and neurological process.
We're rebraining.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, we got to word police this place up. We got all these murders, all this violent imagery around this brain.
That's true.
Just, man, just like, it probably looks like, Blade Runner in there. Just pictures on walls and in a future hellscape.
What is Blade Runner
dimly
about?
Lit with Daniel robots.
Daniel Tosh references it in one of his stand-up things. He said that's a Blade Runner
it's
reference, but I don't.
Harrison Ford.
Oh, really?
At his studliest, it's like that's like Harrison Ford's tombstone.
Mm.
What Kurt Russell is to Tombstone, Harrison Ford is to Blade Runner, or probably I don't know. Harrison Ford had a slew of pretty statuesque movies where he had a pretty
hard. Yeah, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, all that carpentering didn't go to waste.
No, it didn't. It certainly did not. It was a feast for my
eyes.
No,
but Blade Runner is an apocalyptic future where I believe there are organ harvesters and also artificially created beings who, for one reason or another, I forget exactly why, they have a limited lifespan. And there are a couple of, I think, the last of their kind, and they are the... There's not really a pro or antagonist, I guess, in it. It's one of those movies that's kind of like you can side with either with the villain and with... Yeah, everyone's got their story and their motivation, and you can kind of understand, although not everyone goes about it in the night.
What?
What I was saying is not everyone goes about it in the nicest way, is I think how I put that. If you play the tape back, I think
amazing.
That...
Amazing. Nope, it's an actual roof, but making it adorable.
In any event, some people
don't get rude,
rather bone breaky and throwy off of roofy, and that's not a date rape reference. Yes, I don't want anyone to be offended. We're not talking about date rape. We're talking about murdering people using roofs. We should definitely outlaw. If we're gonna outlaw assault rifles, then roofs should be next. And I say that joke realizing that that joke puts me on the side of, I don't think we need assault rifles. If I'm to get topical, I don't want people you know, not having access to guns, God forbid. But what the hell is an assault rifle for, except like just to have? Just I want Haz assault rifle.
Can I make Haz?
I want Haz shoot 200 rounds in 20 seconds.
Y'all can't have that.
I want Haz. I don't know if anything does that other than like something with a rotating barrel. Yeah. The secret is a slice of cheese on it.
I will blow off all your limbs at once.
So you stand down, tree.
Honey, I'm gonna fill your belly full of lead.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
I believe so.
I'm just picturing some sweet, like, dainty Southern being like,
quite frankly, child.
Honey, I wouldn't step one foot closer. I just wouldn't.
I just wouldn't. Wearing, like, a breezy summer dress.
Yeah. Yeah, she's holding her sweet tea.
Yeah.
But her assault rifle in the other hand.
Yeah.
Let's get this bitch straight.
Yeah. Let's get all the bitches straight. While we're at it, let's go and get the bitches straight.
Can't be having any of them crooked bitches.
I'm wary of them crooked bitches showing up all times of the night. I be trying to get my dice on, and these bitches come round looking for it. And I'm like, bitch, I ain't got the time. Rasta.
You made me laugh a little too much.
I have forgiveness, please.
I had, I was eating a slice of apple, and...
Yeah, well...
a tiny bit of juice came off the slice, and it went down the wrong tube.
An apple a day will choke the life out of you one day.
Yeah. All I wanted to do was laugh.
All she wanted to do was laugh. Instead, she choked to death.
She laughed herself to death.
Not even a whole apple, just a slice. That's like drowning in an inch of water, choking to death on a slice of apple.
It is.
It's like, oh man, we found like part of an apple in her throat. Really?
Huh. Not like, oh.
Oh, well.
What a wimp.
Write down that it was steak, just, you know, for her family.
Can you just write that down for her?
Yeah. Just give her that dignity, that quiet dignity.
Her face already looks like this. Can we give her...
that's quite ghastly.
No, but Pink Lady apples with peanut butter, I can't.
Yeah.
The level of delish is like...
Yeah, Pink Lady apples are pretty good. 17 knots.
Can you measure enjoyment in nautical knots?
Well, I'm certain there's some sailors out there that would beg to agree.
I want to. Please.
Please. I have opinions that match your own and support your arguments, please.
Hey, please. We're not your typical sailors.
Not at all. We're the shortsy shorts kind. We're the dance around the deck kind. We're the ones who named it the poop deck. As a matter of fact.
Uh-oh.
It actually did start out as butt pirate first, then it went to pirate, now it's back to butt pirate.
Mm-hmm. Little known fact.
Little known.
Everyone else, shut your brains down.
Yep. Shut them down.
The learning is done.
Yep. Go to sleep, little children.
So you going to movies this weekend with Dad?
Absolutely not. What do I look like, a doting son?
No, you don't look like that at all, actually.
Oh, good. Yeah, my facial hair alone. You could just stop there and be like, nope, never mind. This guy doesn't visit his parents enough. Is my laundry done?
Did I not visit enough? Okay, I'll bring my laundry more often.
Let me just shit myself. I'll just soil myself more often.
Mom would. She'd be like, oh, I can get it out. You don't have to throw it away.
She'll slowly become Cartman's mom.
Bam!
Yeah, I feel like I could get away with that. I feel like I could. I think I'm not sure if on the air or not, on the net or not, we've touched upon, but I feel like I could slowly train mom to be.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about that, yeah. I could turn her into Cartman's mom if I needed to.
Well, and it's funny, too, because all you have to do is be like, Mom, it has a clearance price, and she'll come running. Or you say, Mom, I can't do it. Can you? And she's like, challenge accepted. And then her cape goes on and she starts flying.
Yep, she'll just take off her glasses and sit with her legs crossed at the ankles and stare at something for 6 hours and then just do it.
She really... The funny thing is...
Whether it's a wooden puzzle, three-dimensional puzzle, mm-hmm. or a human corpse in the desert.
You can do same anything. She process. Can solve it.
Yep. Just toss her at it like a... Or just sick her on it like a dog. Just go at it.
Go!
And her, like, her action speed is just quietly, you know... Snuggling into a couch.
Super under the radar, yeah.
It's like, here's your couch. Here's the trailer with the couch for you to sit on.
She's so
We have a couch. We have a chaise.
She has just endless stain removal abilities that just aren't human, that aren't natural. I don't know what she does or how she does it, but you can be like, Mom, and then just hand her something and she'll fix it. Or if you say, that's okay, I'll just throw it out. She'll, no. And that's how you save it. Yeah. I'll be like, I don't like this kid. And then I'll be like, I'm just going to throw it out. And she'll be like, no.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened with Nathaniel, your fifth child.
The vocal.
I mean, I don't know where he is now. I feel like the plan kind of has some loopholes in it because I haven't seen Nathan in a while. I remember him being handed off, but I haven't seen him in a while.
The one she couldn't save.
Yeah, well, you know, I was talking to... Abby,
it's never left her.
About that, and she's got, like, that's the difference between Abby and Mom, is that Abby, her hoarding is live creatures, so she has to, like, keep things kind of freshened up.
Yeah,
You can't just let them sit there for a while.
Oh, no.
You have to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I gleaned a lot about, not necessarily the information surrounding or that goes into caring for an aquarium, however, the amount of information that you must know is bafflingly distracting, and I will never buy an aquarium.
That's the one. Oh, that was the perfect word that I was not expecting, but you're absolutely correct. Bafflingly distracting.
It's like holy shit, there's ecosystems? I gotta, like, balance shit? Like, shit, that thing turned off on its own. Is it broken? Oh, it's nighttime for the tank now. Okay.
It's nighttime for fishies.
Oh, okay. And then she's talking about, like, she's had these tanks for years, and she's going to have to pour bleach in one because it's not, it's like, she can't balance it. And I'm like, holy shit, no wonder I've never kept a fish alive.
Oh, there's so much.
Like,
care.
I was her just like, I watered it. How much life. Sun does it need? It's not growing.
I put it outside.
Yeah, I put it outside. It looked like it was hot because it was moving around a lot. It looked uncomfortable, I guess.
I over-humanized it, didn't I? Oh, God.
Did I overthink this one again?
The funny thing is, her amount of knowledge on those subjects are just wildly impressive. Her and her
parents. It's incredible. She's got, like, plants and animals and more animals and then plants inside the aquariums, too.
Yeah! How do you even get to those?
And then she was remarking about how fuckable one of the aquatic plants was.
Oh.
And I'm like, you really love flora and fauna of all kinds, don't you?
She really does.
She's really into life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, that's the way. But
I guess I need to look a little closer at plants. Maybe you and I are overlooking some options we hadn't previously considered.
Well, you know, they say hug a tree.
Oh.
Well, I mean, in this...
How do you think those holes in the trees got there for the squirrels?
Yeah, exactly. You think that it's just the stork?
Some Samoan can't carry came a tree. By and was like, that's my tree.
Uh-huh.
It has to be a Samoan.
That's why,
why
they're called redwoods here.
That's
because
of the Indians.
Hug a tree, start a meaningful relationship with the tree, and then a family with the tree, and...
Aww.
Give birth to little
tulips. Is that how we get saplings?
Yeah, I mean, I guess in this age where you can just identify as whatever.
Oh, that's true, you can.
Yeah. And then we'll have, in addition to coach pirates, we'll just have, like, gangster trees.
Ooh.
Starting to get, like, tattoos and stuff.
I wouldn't go in them woods.
Yeah, I wouldn't go down that road. Those trees are straight gangster.
Oh.
those trees will totally steal your money and your lady, your missus.
Your missus.
Wouldn't go down that road. You'll be missing
and
your missus.
And your TV.
And your TV. I don't know why you're carrying that thing.
Oh,
Yeah.
Don't that was going like, on that road. The other day we saw a news story. They're trying to catch people that broke into someone's house, and they actually found surveillance because they had security cameras. And they're trying to find these three guys that like went inside, and they literally just took a TV. I'm like, now with like layaway and credit cards, and like you don't really all
the
need
TV's
that.
Worth
and
like 70
you,
bucks.
Every time you look at that TV, you're gonna be like, I stole it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think so. That's what I would do. I'd be like, no.
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 I should stop stealing TV so I stop having that feeling.
Well, we'll see what's on one of these 50 TVs.
You can only get me so far.
Just using TVs like bottles of cola. It's like, well, this one's spent. Oh. Pile of TVs in the backyard. I should really learn about electronics.
I know. I didn't know that's the way it works.
But I refuse to change.
That actually sounds like a lot of people, actual.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes. Yes, it does. Ooh. Frighteningly so.
Sadness.
You know who you are.
We're not condemning you because we still need you to listen, but...
Or you forward-facing ear-hole aliens know who they were.
Mm. You know who you were.
Yeah, you know who they were. I'm addressing you, aliens. Your ear holes directly. Allow me to address you in binary.
Mm-hmm. You didn't go see Krampus? Are you sure?
I went to the Krampus Festival.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, when you were talking about that earlier, I didn't know it was a thing. I thought it was just a movie.
That's what I thought. See, that's what it was bullshit. Ain't that some bullshit?
Ain't that some bullshit?
Because I think I was talking to the aforementioned Abby, which I am compelled to call her Squabby or Squabbigale for some reason.
It's not the best because we've done that before.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, so yeah, that must be. I just want to call her Squabby.
Yeah.
So
and
what I said, what I meant to say was that I am a man.
I'd like to reiterate how
I would
much
like
of
to reiterate
man.
This point. Using my voice.
I'm such a man.
Which is flawless. Well, I was going somewhere.
Oh, we were talking about Krampus, sorry.
Ah, taking a Krampus on the conversation. Yeah, that's because we were talking about, I was talking about movies being like, you want to go see a movie? And she, eventually the word Krampus came up and I was like, oh yeah, I saw a preview for that. That was pretty cool. And then I started talking about the movie. And then, like, a day or two's worth of texts later, I came to find out she's talking about this festival in Bloomington.
Of course, because Bloomington is wildly progressive and liberal, so they're going to have something.
Yeah, well, wildly experimental, and yeah. I'm not sure if this experiment is... we'll see, but yeah. So I was made to feel like I was the asshole. That's happening
a
lot.
No, we're not. Most of us are like, hey, what?
I'm eventually covering for other people's assholery.
Yes,
because
everybody knows in the middle of Indiana.
With my asshole
southern.
Patch kit. Just walking around, there's manholes just gaping everywhere. Man and lady holes, all agape. And here I am with my patch kit, asshole patch kit. It consists of some coarse yarn and a bit of tape, a roll of tape, and also some of that spray-on foam filler.
Oh, not spray tan?
No, that's a different kit.
Okay.
That's a different kit, and that's a daytime activity.
That's it. Oh, there's a lot of activities.
Oh, yeah. I do things some of the times.
So what is the basic premise of this Krampus festival? They're really
I don't know. It's like there's
sort of
angels
dark.
And there's Krampi.
Krampus. You know what they sound like? They sound so close to a croissant or a cronut that I really just think they're talking about like a baked pastry. But they're not.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more.
Mm-hmm. It could, yeah. Something
it is
sparkly.
More, is what you're saying.
Well, no, it's not. You nailed it. You got it.
Okay.
There's angels, there's Krampuses.
Okay.
And they walk down the street in a parade. This parade was not anything too crazy. And then, like, you wear naughty or nice stickers. And if you wear a naughty sticker, then they can, like, harass you and hit you with their little sticks and barbs and things.
Uh-oh.
And then the angels don't do anything but hula hoop, as far as I can tell. Like, they just have rave hula hoops and they just sit there. The best part of the show was little kids in the back of what I assume is a pickup truck that belongs to one of the Krampuses. The Krampi.
Oh, Krampi.
The Krampatrons.
That's the one.
And the little kids were the best part because they were sitting there just like, their lines were the best. Like, I wanted a puppy, not this.
Did they really
and they
that?
Were just like, save yourselves. It was adorable. The kids were adorable. Oh. And I learned also that normally there's a cauldron that's a prop in it, but the cauldron trailer, I guess, was stuck somewhere. So they were. It was just a bunch of kids sitting in the back of a pickup truck with a with a surly Krampus standing angrily over them.
It just
them.
Sounds like this whole operation just was not blessed by God.
It was not.
You know, nothing
I think,
could go
I
right.
Think
God didn't want to bless that.
That's a lesson to all you heathen.
All you
heathens out there. You non-believers. You Gaelics.
Again.
I'm spelling that a whole different way because I needed a new slur and I couldn't think of anything like so I used a homonym. You homonyms.
Homonyms.
You homonym Gaelics. apple number two. Wow.
No,
this
it was a piece of Dove
time.
Chocolate this time.
Oh Jesus. Can't you wait?
No.
What in I the just hell?
I just got
there's a microphone
playing.
Directly in front of. There's a microphone directly underneath the sloth in front of your face.
Oh, I forgot the sloth. Hold on.
Oh no.
The
sloth
oh my
is slacking
I
off.
Now, so it's not going to be so crazy. But here's the thing. I just got done playing almost 2 hours of futsal, and I needed to eat something, so I had apples and peanut butter, and then I had one Dove chocolate snowflake. It was just
that doesn't
a
seem like a lot of chocolate, like a snowflake's worth of chocolate. Die.
I did not know.
Chocolate flakes.
I mean, now I know. Ooh.
Well, I just ate like 4 tacos.
Did you really? From Taco Schmel?
No, just like ones that like a bunch of meat that I was trying to use up.
Yeah,
and I was like,
mom's like,
this
is going in an omelet.
No, I made it myself, oh, okay. But the rest of the story explains how. And I will begin thusly that I was browning the meat because I was like, oh, I got like a little bit more than an extra pound of meat left over here. So I'll brown that. And then I got taco seasoning and I'll do that. And I was like, that's maybe a little bit too much meat. And then later I forgot about it and it cooked down a lot. And then I was like, well, silver lining. There's enough taco seasoning for this amount.
Oh, that's good.
But it's extra crunchy. So I had a few extra crunchy meat tacos. The taco shells weren't crunchy, though. They were stale.
Oh, I hate that. You know so how to make them not stale? You toast them in the oven for a little bit.
Yeah, whatever. Taco Bell's new inverted taco.
Oh.
Soft, flabby shell. Encasing crunchy, carcinogenous meat. I can't believe I got all those syllables in the right order.
Yeah, you did.
That doesn't always happen. I got about a 40% success ratio on that.
We know.
I'm not tongue-tied. I'm tongue-challenged.
Erday. It's a struggle.
All day.
I found out one time, it was totally by accident. We'd made taco meat, but we didn't want tacos again. And so I was like, well, let's try something new. And with my taco meat, I added ketchup and brown sugar and made the best Sloppy Joe mix.
Oh, yeah.
So random. Why?
Yeah.
I don't know why it worked, but it really did.
The ketchup and sugar part, yeah.
No, ketchup and brown sugar, but it's taco seasoning, so you'd think, how does it work? But somehow, it all comes together.
Well, I'm going to retrace our steps here. Let's see. So it was sugar, and before that came ketchup. Yeah. And if I look up in
the
dictionary...
No, the sugar's brown, baby.
If I look America up in the dictionary, I see sugar, ketchup, and shitty cheese.
Uh-uh. Whoa, yeah, we do. We get good cheese from a can.
And abject ignorance.
Once again. That's a character flaw.
Not willful ignorance, forceful ignorance, to quote yes. One of our previous episodes.
I'm sorry, that came flying out of me. That ignorance, did I hate you? I'm sorry.
Sometimes it gets away from me.
Woo! Oh, that's awesome. Did you see, it was funny, we were watching football, and it was in between the late afternoon games and... the Sunday night football. And Obama came on to address some stuff.
That.
And I go, honey, the president's talking. Get the remote. Because I wanted to change it.
No, you know, one of these days, the GOP is going to blow it, and they're going to accidentally release one of their outrageous, their outrage toward one of the president's addresses, like just a little a hair before the address actually happens. Mm-hmm. Like someone will just hit a button, they'll be like, "Oh shoot, I fired off outrage barrel number 7," and they have all these like contingencies where they just like everybody checks out and they just leave the interns in there, but maybe like Daryl.
What?
I think I said that right that time, actually. Yeah, that's Daryl. I'm channeling Daryl. See? Not even on purpose. That's how Daryl rolls. Yeah, so he finally hooked up with the fat old cleaning lady. And he accidentally... her oversized and ill-fitting blouse activated the switch that fired off retarded response cannon number 7.
And it sometimes it comes out a little early.
Yeah, and then their ruse will be uncovered, but it's okay because they don't have a very scrupulous fan base.
That's true.
Yeah, they don't. They're not one for scruples.
Scruples.
Yeah, they're not members of Scroopon.
No, they don't subscribe. They didn't like get their email and get the emails from Scroopon.
Dude, do you Scroop?
Scroop.
Nah, bro, I'm not Scrooping. Scrooper dupe.
Scrooper duper.
Man,
we're just over here just making up new words.
I don't know if that's
new
what
ways
I call
to
it.
Live. I mean, you're welcome.
Making sounds. That's for sure. The Egyptians would be proud, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
I have
written down here, pandering to China, mm-hmm. polarizing the Arctic. nuclear, and the blacks. That's what I've written down. Pandering to China, polarizing the Arctic, and the blacks. I didn't have a joke, something about black bears.
Oh.
But pandering to China, polarizing the Arctic. the Black Forest. I don't know. I couldn't think of anything else. I don't think pandas are actually bears, they say, but they're so bear-shaped. That's bullshit. You can't tell me that thing's not a bear.
God, they're so cute.
You could tell me a red panda is like more of a fox, maybe. I'd believe that.
Yeah, that I will always still believe that in my own mind already.
I will it to be.
I'm honey, on a mission. I think that's a fox with patches on his eyes. Have you ever seen the videos on YouTube of foxes, like, that have been either rescued and, like, they just are domesticated? And they, like, hop around and play with dogs, and they're super cute and hide, and they're cute little tiny skinny paws. They get me every time. They're so cute, Jason.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. They're not,
oh,
like...
Oh, my goodness!
We're not as familiar with fox eye, with Faye.
Foxineries. But, like, they're little fluffy tails, and they hop around, and they're so quick, and they're so... It just makes me think of Fox and the Hound, like, how adorable Fox and the Hound looks, and, like, Robin Hood, the cartoon version. I just always love foxes.
You can give him a little hat, and he can Porky Pig. Why isn't... Who's older, Robin Hood the Fox or Porky Pig? Because maybe it's Robin Hooding.
Maybe. We're not really sure.
That dude was just stud muffining around that whole movie. He's just like, Maid Marian, check it out. What, you see anything you like? Is this the end of the movie or the beginning of something else?
Mm-hmm.
What's up? Turn the cameras off.
Oh my goodness. That got super like bossy at the end. Whoa.
Just Robin Hood just going for it.
Well,
hey, he's a fox.
You've seen the
They're
way he
foxes.
Handles them arrows.
Totally. It's a metaphor.
He can handle his own arrow.
Yeah, Disney is just filthy. Like,
just
if you look in there,
filth balls.
They got all those hidden
Can
subliminal
I tell you
messages.
What's wildly annoying right now?
Walt Disney he was probably the white Bill Cosby. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're right. I need to let you finish that one.
I'm just like, I'm a thought balloon deflating. You just, I don't know. It's indiscernible amount of hot air in there.
Yeah, we really don't. Oh, is he done? Oh.
It's not even hot. It cooled down. Is it any worse if it's cold air? Lukewarm air.
Lukewarm air. It's not even body
temperature
air.
The light whining of lukewarm air in the corner. That'll just be me one day eventually. All of my rantings will average out just a...
I think that's what you sound like to some people. They eventually just shut you up.
Well, it's kind of like if you look at like a if you take a bunch of like squares, 10 pixel squares together, and you color them like red blue, and then you zoom way out, it looks purple. Eventually, like if you just zoom way out on everything I've ever said, everything anybody's ever said, but I think mine will just be a little bit louder.
Yeah.
or I don't know. You'd want someone to turn it down faster. Is I guess what I'm saying. I'm not bragging. But it'd just be more like, and everybody else would be like,
That's like today, we were watching a football game, and they missed a really bad pass. You know how they'll zoom in on a player. And
oh, God. You know like, me in the footballs. Like, I got to collect them all.
I have all of them.
So I have pretty much every football that is known to man.
Anyway,
I keep them in my cabinets.
They zoomed in on slow-mo. The guy that dropped the pass was really frustrated. He did that, like, you know, where you kind of relax, blow air out of your mouth. You're like that.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
It was in slow-mo, so you... I mean, it was really funny watching Anthony went back and forth.
Oh,
like,
they're going to... Oh, do you think that a bad lip reading will get a hold of that? I hope they do.
Oh,
imagine what they
so
could do with
good.
It. You need to... Maybe you need to user submit that to make sure they don't overlook it.
Guys, you really need to see this.
You need to check this out. I don't know what you're going to do, but something epic, I'm sure.
Well,
do it.
Today, Cam Newton for the Carolina Panthers, he did some awesome run and got, like, the yardage they needed. And they did a slow-mo and zoomed in on him. And he, like, looked straight at the camera, made sure it was the right camera, and then gave, like, the two-gun salute, like, straight at it. It was like... And people used to be, you know, they didn't pay him much attention and used to think, oh, he's just arrogant. Now that he's doing awesome and they're undefeated... They're like, hey, he's a character.
Yeah,
well, it's like, hey, if he's that awesome, he is like, entertaining as well.
In the words of Adam Carolla, as long as you can dance, you can get away with anything.
That's so
metaphorically
true.
Speaking. If you have a skill that society finds desirable and usually monetizable,
yeah, it could be it could be endearing.
I think
instead of annoying. Well, yeah.
Who was it? Chris Brown is the spawn of that saying. That dude who beat the crap out of a bunch of times?
Rihanna,
I thought so. Mm-hmm. Like he's one of them. Like he beats women, and it happens to football players a lot too. Like the NFL finally got called on it enough where they don't excuse them anymore.
No,
but
we did.
Oh, you guys don't like that? Oh shoot! What?
The one where they're like. Yeah, tisk tisk, and then the video came out of him. Like,
oh yeah,
and then they're
and
like,
then, and then they fired him
bad.
Or something.
Oh,
oh, now
oh, we
know.
Thought beating women was just like kind of bad.
Oh yeah,
but now
we didn't
that you
know.
Look at it
when
actually.
You said, when you said beating women, we didn't know that you meant like beating women.
Oh, I thought it was just like a pillow fight or something.
Yeah, I have pillow fights with my wife all the time.
Of course,
we have private health insurance, so you know. It's okay that she has frequent the hospital all the time. She likes to get things on her face fixed anyway.
She gets
a
lot of nosebleed.
Yep. A lot of plastic surgery. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you were trying to talk about some Chinese people.
Yeah. Them Chinese's.
Chinese.
Was there Genghis Khan to that? Was terrible.
I thought there was something you like actually had about it.
Oh no, I just had pandering to China.
Oh,
pandering. And polarizing the Arctic. Panda bears, polar bears.
We get
black
it.
Black bears.
And then black bears here. Embarrassing. Yeah. What about the pink bears? Where are we always forgetting about?
Yeah, the pink berries.
No, remember we had a whole thing where. Black was pink, and now.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Black
well,
is good
I don't
again.
Know. What the,
we can have
pink,
black.
That, well, then pandering to China, polarizing the Arctic, and going to Pinkberry.
That's right.
Okay.
Ugh. Now
thank
I just
you.
Want
well, we got
yogurt.
We feel it just took pink as the new black to bring that all around. see, you'll have to you'll like you ear hole face alien
yep.
heads.
You
forward.
Have to listen to all that.
You'll have
to
listen to
that.
Everything because it won't interlock and you won't be able to know the secrets that are to come.
Mm.
That are the promised secrets.
Promised. Okay, so you traveled to Bloomington. You didn't go to Krampus. You hung out with Schmabby. Did you do any other interesting things?
Well, I mean, I did go to Krampus, the crampy
It cramped your style.
Yeah, cramp pun. No, I didn't see the movie. I would have. That would have been nice to maybe see that also.
Maybe that would help put all that chaos into perspective for you.
Sure, but yeah, I met some of Abby's friends. They're nice, but
You said earlier, you're a one-on-one kind of guy. You're not a group guy.
I'm not a group guy.
You never really have been a group person.
No, barely even one-on-one. You know,
barely.
That's why I started a podcast with my sister. Yep, healthy.
Wait, what does that say for me? I was doing
nothing positive.
I'm helping.
Sure, you're enabling at best.
I am. That's true.
This is a sickness. I'm a sick person. People are going to pour. There's going to be a paid professional, lowly paid. Who's going to have to listen to all this nonsense and report back to a superior and just say, there's nothing. It's gobbledygook. I listened to 5,000 hours and I am now insane. Was this the purpose of the experiment? Were you trying to drive a decent man insane? Because you have.
Gobbledygook. You sound like Dr. Seuss again.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Didn't they put him in jail for assisted suicides? No?
I don't think they did.
That would be awesome if someone mixed those two. Just a mix up of Dr. Seuss and Kevorkian.
Whoops.
It's just like the most sad rhymes ever.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all that can come out of that then. I wish we could think of one right now. We couldn't.
I can't. I'm not clever enough. Death and taxes.
We'll have to work on our sad rhymes.
Yeah, this is all going to be a whole new genre. This is mixing like Tom Waits and gangster rap.
Well, that's blues, like earlier you said GOP, and I was just like, yeah, you know me. Like, every time I hear GOP, that's
like. Because your brain is so smart, that's why.
No, yeah, it's, yep, all levels here.
That's what the doctors say. Anyway.
All theories represented here in all levels and all. I run the spectrum of.
By levels, I assume you mean like Mario levels. I can imagine just.
Yeah, sometimes I can't even pass like the main level that day. Like I can't get past Bruiser.
Your thoughts can't get past the first Goomba. Your thoughts try to leap over, just your small child thoughts. They just try to leap and then you just time it wrong and like your foot catches the side of them.
And then I take a nap.
Yep.
Because I can't brain anymore.
Yep.
So a friend of mine, you know, I think we talked a couple sidcasts ago how some people get a little too overzealous when they're talking about, you know, vegetarianism and veganism and posting all their articles and yada yada.
Like, it's amazing. I don't know where they get the strength.
Nice. I was not ready. Okay.
More power to you. I mean, I admire your spirit, and I hate your words and your face.
They have to take, like, rest on the sidewalks of their picketing. There's a lot of
You don't
of
see
sighing.
That. They rotate like treads on a tank, you know? They just keep the fresh ones out front, so they don't appear strong, but they at least appear human.
I look at it, it's just...
if you look back behind the first row, the second row is busy wilting.
Oh, I can't hold this sign.
They're like, it's like a sad version of in Forrest Gump. We're like, you lean up against me, we hold each other up. But it's a bunch of hippies like in a circle, just like leaned up against each other, their knees buckling, like, hold fast.
Hold on, I brought a package of quinoa. Liquid quinoa.
Does anybody have any boiling water? We have to cook this shit.
Oh, I didn't soak the beans. We're all gonna starve.
Fuck.
Anyway, I had a friend of mine who was out with her. Vegans. There's someone I know, an acquaintance I would give you. She has a daughter who's like two or three. Three. Maybe she's four. Three or four. And she obviously is raising her vegan, and she's vegan, and she's all about animal rights, and she's definitely one who posts a lot of stuff, but she posted one the other day how they were out picketing against the circus and the use of elephants and treatment of animals.
Fair
enough. You know what? On that one, I'm totally with her. It's kind of like SeaWorld. It's just not necessary anymore.
Yeah.
We have
internets now. We have videos of animal abuse that we can watch in perpetuity. There's no reason to keep abusing animals. Like, we abused them right the first time. We got it.
We got it. We got the shot, guys. We got the shot.
Yeah, we got the shot. Stop abusing the animals. You knock it off now.
But, like, honestly, it's really... And then, in like 2 days later, I see like several of my other friends, like from high school, are like, "We went to the circus, yay!" And I'm like, "Oh no, they supported him."
Yeah.
Like, there's even like footage of like a camel walking in. He's got like sores on his knees that aren't being tended to, and those poor elephants, like that. I mean, I'll eat the animals, but like if they're still living, at least treat them right. You know?
Can we at least do, at the very least, just a mercy barbecue?
No,
at the
like,
zoo?
If they're going to be alive, at least treat them right. I'm not going to eat an elephant. Anybody want some elephant steaks?
I like the idea of a zoo mercy barbecuing. You know, it's just like, if all the zoos close at once, it's not like we can just ship all these exotic animals all over the place where they're going to be part of, like, hunting preserves anyway. So, you kids want to know what Dumbo tastes like?
Jason.
Hey, you know what? This is real. These... kids are going to learn to trust elephants too much, and rather than you know, eat them like they're supposed to, they're going to approach them and attempt to befriend them, and then the elephant's just going to swoop them up in their trunk and slam their head into a rock.
Because that's what they've been waiting to do.
Until it pops.
Yep. And then they're going to be like, next one.
That's what we all want to do to some kids, let's be honest.
Ooh, yeah.
Yep, you just want
to... Not mine. I don't really care for most other people's kids.
Yeah, you just want to murder them with your trunk.
No, not that. But I have a select few that I like really like, and the other ones I'd really just tolerate at best.
Yeah, that's my selection process with all of humanity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is kind of how you operate. You have very few. You've cast a very small net.
I've cast a
By choice.
A very low thread count net, if you will. It's very porous. Exquisitely porous. It's like football fields worth of basically anybody who's caught in my net just like clung on because they were like, "Oh, this is a nice net."
Accidentally, they're like, "Oh, I thought this was the way to Starbucks."
Yeah, this net tricked me.
Is that not where we're going?
It's such loose netting. I thought it was just a string.
Oh,
I didn't know it was a net. I didn't see any other strings around, so I just
grabbed on.
Weird, really shitty net.
That is what you would do. You're the worst. Hey, are you still working at Greek's Pizza?
Yes, I am.
Nice.
My schedule was just posted earlier. Yesterday.
The
night.
Big reveal.
That's
what I always think when the schedules are posted. It's like finding out if you made the dance team or like finding out if you got the Nutcracker.
You know how you have that ringing in your ear sometimes? I had this drum roll in my ear just the whole week before the schedule was announced. It was just like, I was wondering what that was.
The schedule.
Yeah, it was one of those things where you don't realize what's wrong until it goes away, and all of a sudden it just stopped. I heard like a cymbal crash, and I was like, oh, silence again. And now I miss it.
I
miss the comforting roll of the drum, and I wonder, who's playing that drum? I hope it's not a clown, a scary clown, any kind of clown. I don't need that on my conscience. I don't need that.
On my conscience.
I need to know that that's just like a loop. That would be better. I don't need to someone just sitting there like day and night.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That helps.
Worrying. It doesn't.
So you are working at Griggs. You got the schedule.
Yeah. I think that's what I said.
Is picking up, or is it still just kind of spotty?
It is. I tried to make a Thanksgiving pizza the other day, and it sucked. I need to work on the sauce. The sauce was the failing. Well, it was supposed to be pumpkin barbecue base with cheese and turkey and ham and cranberries. And shaved almonds and pumpkin pie seasoning.
Wow. Are there any sweet potatoes in there or marshmallows or macaroni and cheese?
Marshmallows might have been an interesting touch, but the base was not applied appropriately. So that's was the problem with that there.
Maybe you need a gravy base.
Someone said gravy, and then I was like, you know what you need is a gravy dip. What you do. You have the gravy on the side.
Yeah.
So, yes, I agree with gravy.
Maybe you can have some sort of like a combined like mashed potato sauce, like sauce.
Well, there's all the different ways we could do a holiday pizza. Someone mentioned like a cranberry sauce.
Cranberry. You could do a cranberry sauce dessert pizza.
Cranberry? What?
A dessert pizza.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you had to put a shitload of apples in there too, because someone also mentioned that no one really likes cranberries, and I was like, yeah, it's true.
Cranberries are so good with stuff.
You want, like little bits, so you get a little bit of that bittersweet taste.
Oh, they're so tart, yeah.
But, yeah, like, if you accented some, like, made it mostly probably an apple dessert pizza, but then with cranberries all in there, laced in there, and then some...
Well, yeah, because, like, dried cranberries are a great accent to lots of things.
Oh, you could put some wet cranberries in there, I would say.
Some wet ones.
Just get the cranberry launcher out. The cranberry spatter.
The cranberry spritzer.
It just looks like it takes... A horrendous shit. That's its application process. It's like, it's like the Hershey Kiss, how it kisses the conveyor, and that's where it got its name. Except this would be called the Hershey Squirt, and it's not. It wasn't very packageable.
That's shockingly terrible sounding, but maybe delicious.
Like they tried it, and they just ruined a lot of conveyor belts, and also there were a couple of
employee
lawsuits. Yeah, I mean when they tried the nut flavor, there was it was basically like a pipe bomb. Like it was like a nut bomb, a chocolatey Hershey Squirt nut bomb.
Hershey Squirt, wow.
Yeah.
This is new.
The Hershey Shart.
Gross. Well, yeah, you got to have some sort of solid in there, too, yeah. I get it.
Yeah, that was the problem that they encountered, you know. They learned a lot. That was the early days. The salad days. The halcyon days at the Hershey factory.
All right, Senor Hershey. I got an Urban Dictionary here.
All right, let's do that, and then we're done.
We're done. Forever.
And then everybody just go to sleep.
Just go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Urban Dictionary theme song.
All right, so this was posted by Clusterfuck.
Of course. Well, I think we all have come to know and respect the venerable Clusterfuck.
Okay, the word is special snowflake.
That seems pretty obvious.
What?
Isn't it also redundant? Every snowflake is special. I'm starting to think Clusterfuck is not such a credible resource.
Wait a second. Don't you start rocking my foundation.
I mean, I've always known him to be knowledgeable. I don't know.
Whatever.
Is there any elaboration?
There. What? Yeah, hold on to your socks here, kiddos. Okay, it's a long one, so just give me a minute.
Well, that's another thing I've always come to expect from Clusterfuck is it's always a long one.
All right, the special snowflake, also referred to as one with the special snowflake syndrome, or SSS, is a person who believes they are different and unique from everyone else because of something they are or do. They messed up. This thing they are or do most commonly is something many other people are doing. For example, gender fluid, Therian, otherkin, etc. Special snowflakes almost always have a superiority complex. So used in a sentence, some special snowflakes are protesting at Target because they aren't allowed to wear their costumes inside.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of like a meh.
I certainly agree with that. With that term, you know, I don't mind people, you know, but... You could just say snowflake, technically, but special snowflake really heightens. I don't know, we're dumb animals. If you add extra syllables in the right places, like if you say the word fuck just right, it heightens everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But like otherwise, we'd be like, what?
Yeah.
That's just a word.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that those sounds
hit
people in the face holes just the right way.
Yeah, those adjectives really light up our minds and our sensors and our brain pods or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. What did we say?
Thought pods, think pods.
Thought pods, thinky pods.
I don't.
Thinky bubbles. We're not sure.
Thinky bubbles. That might have been it.
All right, you ready to pinch this one off?
Oh, we just had one Urban Dictionary.
I have more, but I'm saving all of them.
Oh, okay then. 10-1.
Yes.